Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, when I looked at the papers this morning, on the front page of the papers, it's talking about Pope Francis's due in Ireland for 2 days in August, the papal visit, and Pope to meet homeless and the poor during his visit. So loads in the papers today. And it was just recently Pope Francis's fifth anniversary since his election as Bishop of Rome. And yesterday it was the official announcement that Pope Francis made in St. Peter's Square that he will make the first papal visit to Ireland in nearly 40 years. So on the line now to reflect on the fifth anniversary and to comment on his upcoming visit to Ireland, we have Philippa Hitchin from Vatican Radio. You're very welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Yeah, it's now, first of all, it was recently Pope Francis' fifth anniversary of his election. I can't believe it's already been 5 years. Can you comment on the significance of it being the fifth anniversary?
Absolutely. What an extraordinary 5 years it has been. I feel rather like you when I look back to that day when I was actually live on the air waiting for the curtains to open there on the front of St. Peter's Basilica, with the crowds gathered in the square and the atmosphere as the curtains opened, and Jorge Mario Bergoglio stepped out there onto the balcony, and even in those first few minutes, I would say, from his first words, we could see that this was going to be something a little bit different from the kind of papacies that we'd seen before. I think if you talk to sort of ordinary people, ordinary parishioners, people in the pews, a lot of them talk about this revolution of normality. In other words, the way that Pope Francis relates to people, which is quite different from what we've seen before. His way of touching people in their ordinary everyday lives, in the language he uses, in the gestures he makes, in the way he picks up the phone to people, and we hear about these things. And it's quite a different kind of communication, if you like, than we've seen before. So you can look at all the statistics about where he's been, the countries he's visited, the encyclicals that he's written, the parish visits that he's made. But I think it's his personality and his very friendly way of dealing with people. His deciding to live not in the papal palace, the apostolic palace, but to live in the, you know, a simple room in the hotel nearby in the Vatican. All these things have really marked, I think, his pontificate in a way that perhaps people are more familiar with than the actual details of the numbers and the statistics and so on. So many ways of looking at these past 5 years, but they've certainly marked a significant change for what we've seen in the previous pontificate.
And Philippa, what do you think his key messages have been over the last 5 years?
Well, if you do look at the documents that he's written, you will recall that in that first year, the same year that he was elected, 2013, we had a first encyclical, which was Lumen Fide, which was also written together with Pope Benedict. It was what they called an encyclical written with four hands. But then after that, in November of 2013, we had this wonderful document, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel. And I think if you look to that, if you go back to that and read that, it really does mark, if you like, a kind of program for his pontificate. It talks about the joy of the gospel. It talks about the faith that we have. And if we believe that it really is this joyful message, we must get out there and communicate it to other people in perhaps a bit of a different way, not staying within our churches, inside the sacristy and waiting for people to come to us, but we've got to get out there. We've got to reach people with this message of God's love and his mercy. And then, of course, we follow that up with the extraordinary year of mercy and all the initiatives connected with that. So I would say joy, mercy, those are certainly two of the main themes, together with the idea of the environment, because the other important document that the Pope has written over these past 5 years is that encyclical Laudato Si, really talking about the interconnectedness of people and the planet and the way that we must, if we want to look after people, particularly the poorest and most vulnerable people, we have to look after the planet as well. And that means things like climate change, and it means simple things that we can all do. Again, it's a very direct message to people in the pews about what you can do to recycle and how you can use your purchasing power and how you can think about your everyday lives in a way that will make a difference and will add to this safeguarding of creation, this protection of the planet and the protection of the most vulnerable people. So I would say, if you want some very broad themes, I would say those are the ones that have come to the fore over the past 5 years.
And tell us about the announcement yesterday it was made. I mean, there's been whispering since January that he's coming, but the official announcement was made yesterday by Pope Francis about his papal visit to Ireland. What do you think we can expect?
as you say, the idea has been out there that he's coming to Ireland, but we saw the Pope himself officially confirm that at the end of the audience in St. Peter's Square, and it was very exciting. There was, in fact, a delegation, as you may know, in St. Peter's Square. Archbishop Dermot Martin was there from Dublin, together with a delegation of people carrying the icon for the World Meeting of Families, which is travelling around the parishes in preparation for this great celebration in August. And so the Pope was able to meet with them, and he was able to make this announcement officially. And yes, it's going to be a two-day trip to Dublin. We're going to see the two main events will be this closing, the two closing days of the World Meeting of Families. On the Saturday, the 25th of August, there'll be a vigil, a festival of families, it's called, in Croke Park Stadium. There'll be people there from all over the world, literally all the continents, talking, giving witness to their own experiences as families, and the Pope will take part in that. And then the following day, the Sunday, the 26th, there will be the closing mass in Phoenix Park. And I think this will really make a big difference, the fact that he is officially coming. There will be other events, as you mentioned at the beginning. He will also be doing the kind of things that he normally does on a papal trip. He'll be visiting the poor and the vulnerable, and we'll see, I think, some interesting details coming out of the Vatican Press Office here over the next month or two. We haven't got any confirmation of that as yet, but I think it's certainly going to be a memorable trip. As you say, the last one back in 1979 with Pope John Paul II. What a different world it was then, what a different place Ireland was then. So I think this is going to be a fascinating trip.
It's going to be exciting. I know lots of people are really excited here, and it's great that he's coming. Philippa, thank you so much for coming on this morning and giving us that little bit of insight and just looking at Pope Francis. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. That's Philippa Hitchin. She's correspondent with Vatican Press, and we thank her so much for coming on this morning. If you want more information, you want to keep up with Vatican Radio, they have a website, Vatican. It's en.vaticanradio.va/, and that's the English language website, and you can catch up with all the latest news and information there.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.